Handa.
Hey everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. Now, yeah, I know I had to change this a little bit because apparently, even if a game has like 3 sex scenes in it, it's still considered an oroge and it's still considered a hentai. That's from the visual novel community, that's not me. So, I was gonna call this Visual Novel Corner, but I technically can't, because it's not a regular visual novel if it has even any hentai scenes, which sounds ridiculous, because this is almost devoid of sex scenes, but because they exist, I have to call it, a Hentai Corner. It has to be called a Hentai Corner episode anyway. So, yeah. It is what it is, and we will deal with that. I am a little bit rusty because I read like 3 hours of Euphoria. Yeah, we finished it, so that's why I'm like, wow. But we're gonna continue. I've got my whiskey here, and I took some throat spray in, and we're just gonna go ahead and go with it, guys. Okay. Honda. Yeah?
Fukigami. Oya? Fukigami wa yasumi nano kana?
Fukigami. Oh, is Fukigami absent today? I'm sorry, I'm late.
Mo, chōdo yonda tokoro da kedo. Ma, giri giri safe toyukoto de ii ka?
Oh, I just called your name. Well, let's just say you barely made it.
Sensei, それじゃ最初に呼ばれる俺なんかすげえ不利じゃんか。
Wow, isn't that a bit unfair since my name's on the very top of the list?
まあサービスだよサービス。彼は普段の行いがいいから。
Well, I may just be inclined to be more lenient to him due to good past behavior.
はあ？
I bowed my head and moved to my seat. I carefully stepped over Aizawa's leg as he tried to get in my way.
次、マキタ。
Next, Makita. Yes. Tono's seat remained empty today. It had only been a few days since her disappearance, but it felt like everyone had already forgotten about her and we were going about our normal lives as usual. No one really cared.Our friends might have felt differently inside, but as far as their outward appearance went, for a moment, I wondered if what I did even mattered. I didn't, couldn't bring Tono back. And I couldn't even use my findings to console her family like a normal detective. Her parents would doubtless wait for her to come back for who knows how long. I ended up thinking these thoughts the entire class. But no matter how much time I spent on it, I couldn't arrive at a clear answer.
シンジ君。
Huh? What's wrong?
クレハちゃんは部活が終わってからって言っていたけど、やっぱりなるべく早く顔が見たいと思って。
Kureha said it'd be okay to come after the club's finished, but I thought it'd be better to check on her earlier if possible.
それで電話してみたらもう結構回復したそうなの。だから一緒にどう？商店街にトンボ帰りになっちゃうけど。
I called her, and it turns out she has recovered quite well already, so would you like to come along with me? I'm planning to just check on her and go straight back through. Okay, I'll join you.
なんだよ、てめえ。Tono と付き合ってるんじゃねえのか。
What the hell, man? I thought you were dating Tono.
二股か、この野郎。
You two-timing bastard. What? I don't think they're talking to me.
そうかな。
Eh? Are you sure? I made Shizumiya leave the classroom and quickly followed her out. What about your club, though? I thought the swimming club had a reputation for being pretty strict.
3年生だからね。進路のことがあるから、出るも出ないも自由なの。
It's not that strict the third years who have exams or job hunting to think about. Shizumiya carefully looked around as we walked away from the school.
夢の中で命を落としてしまったのは、あれが初めてなの。
That was the first time we had someone die in a dream.
怪我はザラだったんだけどね。でも、怪我なんかとは質的に異なるはずだし。
Her wounds weren't that bad, but dying is a whole matter entirely, so... I can't help being worried. Yeah. I mean, you know Kureha. She won't complain, but... What do you mean? Noticing her sad expression, I asked something that hopefully sidetracked the subject. Most people misunderstand her, but for the most part, she's straightforward and modest. I think you've already noticed that. I did. And she can be surprisingly girly despite her behavior. Ah, don't tell her I told you this. I smiled and nodded. In any case, she's strong mentally. If she wasn't, she wouldn't have been able to do this to begin with. Shizumiya's eyes grew distant. I'm glad we finally found someone to watch her back. Though she'd be in less danger if we didn't, as contradictory as that might sound. Still, I think it's a good thing you joined us, for all of us. It makes me happy to hear this. Comrades, huh? That was something I felt in the morning, too. I had normal friends and family, and one weird friend too, and then a girlfriend, though she was a ghost. But I never thought of anyone as a comrade in arms before. This inspiring sensation filled me with a fresh kind of happiness.
Oh, お二人さんか.
Oh, it's you two.
こんにちは.
Good afternoon. Hello.
この後、港約束があるから出かけると言っていたが、 顔を見に来てくれたのかな?
Kureha mentioned she'd be going out with you later. Did you just come to check on her?
そうなんです。クレハちゃん、どんな様子です?
Yes, how does she look?
まあ、ぼちぼち元気だよ。元気になったらなったで、暇だ、退屈だと文句を言っておったがね。
Well, she looks perfectly fine. Actually, she'd been complaining she was bored.
少し安心しました。That's
a relief. Being a former detective, Kirito's grandfather probably had nerves of steel, but the insanity that went down yesterday must have worried even him. Ah, you're finally here. Finally, we came here straight after school. I was so bored. Her words sounded laid back, but she sat in her futon with her soldier-like straightness. Are you sure? When did you even find time to be bored when we were watching Lord Coleman's rerun? I don't know. I prefer the Three Slayers. They were actually on the same vibe. Kirito's grandfather faced us as we sat down. I've heard everything that had happened. Kureha seemed to be thinking to hide it from me, but I could tell something was off from a glance. To be completely honest, I prefer if this were your last mission. It seemed like he had yet to mention it to Kirito. There was an obvious look of surprise on her face. Grandpa! Well, just hear me out to the end. Her grandfather continued in a lecturing voice. As I said before, fighting in dreams damages you mentally. Have you ever heard the expression... Okay, have you ever heard the expression punch drunk? I nodded.
あちらは脳のダメージで回復も難しい。一方のこちらが後戻り不能かどうかは何ともわからんが。
Damage to the brain doesn't heal well. And what we are doing might as well be irreparable as well.
そんなことはないでしょ。事実、こうして元気になっているんだし。
That's not true, and I'm proof of it. Just look how fast I recovered.
まあな。
That's how it looks at first.
一見?
What?
体と違って、心のありようは誰にもわからんよ。本人にさえ。なあ。
Ailments of the mind are a lot trickier than those of the body. Sometimes no one notices them before it's too late. Not even the person themselves.
怖いのは、変容した後の自分を本来と思ってしまうことだ。
The scariest part is growing to believe that your transformed state is the real you. Transformed? What do you mean exactly? Kirito's grandfather made a troubled expression for some reason.
まあ、そういう事例があってな。平たく言えば、人が変わってしまう。
We had something happen in the past. Long story short, the person had changed.
だがそれも、ある種の病気が原因で、認知症とか、劇的に変わってしまうのともまた違う。
But it was ultimately caused... But it was ultimately caused by a certain disease, dementia if you will. It's unclear whether the effect could be as strong on someone without a prior condition.
だから怖い。
Which is why I can't help being scared.
私は私よ。
I'm me, I won't change. She doesn't know that for sure. Kirito said that in a somewhat indignant fashion. Her grandfather regarded her with a somber expression.
とにかく、これっきりになんかできないわよ。他にも殺人鬼はいる。ジョーカーだって。
In any case, there's no way we can accept that. There are still killers in this town. Have you forgotten about Joker?
吹上くんだって、これで終わりにするつもりはないでしょ?
You're not planning to quit at this point either, right, Fukigami? Yeah.
ほら。
See?
そんな胸を張るようなことでもないだろう。それとも何か、お前は彼に自分の人生を預けるつもりか。
That's nothing to be so proud of. Are you planning to make him responsible for your life?
え、それはなんか言い方が変でしょ。
Huh? That's what? The way you put it doesn't make sense.
まあいい。お前も頑固だ。一度言い出したらテコでも引かないからな。これは変容とは無関係で、元からの性格だ。
Well, fine. I know how stubborn you are. You won't change your mind once you're set on something. That's how you were from the start, though. So it shows the experience has yet to critically change you.
どうも。
Thanks.
だがこれだけは約束するよ。
But promise me this.
もしまた同じことが起こったら、すっぱりと身を引くこと。
You'll retire if something like this happens again.
同じこと?死ぬこと?
Something like this? You mean me dying? Yes. I mean, there's gotta be something going on. Like, it didn't look to us like it was that big of a deal. It seemed like she went through a lot of agony and pain, but...I've died in a dream, a lot of people have died in a dream before. It's not necessarily pleasant. And if they're in like some kind of lucid thing where they're feeling all kinds of shit asleep, like I don't know what that would do to your head. So like, she was actually being boiled in a soup. So you gotta kind of think about how that feels on somebody's brain. Like, I mean, you actually experienced all the pain and sensation of being pretty much boiled alive.And then she's out like, oh, I'm a Looney Tunes character. I'm okay. See, there's no scratches on me. My brain's just fine. Yeah, I don't know. If it was that realistic and you're feeling the shit, you're going to have some sort of mental damage. Which is good, you know, base grandpa, you know, as usual, just telling her like it is. Because they are kids and they are kind of stupid. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to go save the world and shit. Like, oh, yeah, okay, there's a lot of shit you need to realize that can happen to you while you're in this dream world. That's what Grandpa is trying to do. Just make sure that they don't fucking die again in the dream, because that technically is not supposed to happen.
勘違いするんじゃないぞ。お前は一回の女学生に過ぎん。今後結婚もすれば、子を産むこともあるだろう。
Yeah, I mean, he says it right here. He says, don't misunderstand, you're still just a schoolgirl. There might come a day where you marry and have children. And yeah, that's what he's thinking about, like her future. The old folks always think about the future of the young folks because they've understood, basically, you know, they've understood the later trials and tribulations. When you're a kid, you don't know much about being old because obviously you're young and you want to do all the things. But when you're old and you have done all the things, you're like, well, hold on. You know, this is going to happen to you. This is going to happen, you know. And of course, he says there might. But more often than not, you know, except in, I guess, normal Japan, like regular Japan, there's marriage and children. I guess in this version of Japan, that doesn't, that happens. But we know how regular Japan is with their declining birth rates and low marriage rates and all that kind of stuff. So I guess might works there.
ここで散っていいような人生ではないのだ。
It's too early for you to think about sacrificing your life. In short, he meant that we weren't heroes. We were only people that assembled in hopes of protecting the town we loved.
わかった。
Okay. Kirito nodded.
私だって怖いのは否定できないもの。
I can't deny that I'm scared too.
でも安心して、もうこんなことには絶対にならないから。
But don't worry, I won't let anything like that happen again.
その自信がどこから出てくるのやら。
I wonder where that confidence of yours comes from.
そもそも油断しただけよ。あと戦いも久しぶりだったし。
I just let my guard down. It's been a while since I last fought.
新たなパートナーを得て、本当のこけら落としはこれからってところ。まあ、心配いらないわよ。
I finally found myself a new partner. From now on, I'll take this seriously, so no need to worry about me.
まあ、経験を積んで息も合えば、力は飛躍的に増していくだろうがな。
Well, your fighting power will multiply many-fold once you gain experience and learn how to work as a team.
孫の話によると、君は随分と強いらしいな。
You're pretty strong, at least according to my granddaughter's allegations.I didn't know how to answer, so I just vaguely shook my head. I leave Korea in your hands, kid. Okay. I gave him a strong nod. Kirito's grandfather left. He mentioned something about feeling like playing Go. We still had time until the clubs finished, so I told the others about my experience in the core.
崩れてしまっていたんだ。そういう例は初めてね。
His soul was shapeless and eaten out, you say? I've never heard of that before. Really? I'm pretty sure I saw the Bodok eating it before he noticed me.
それは普通のことみたい。でも、完全に崩れていたというのは。
That happens, yes, but I've never heard of the soul completely losing shape.
腐ったような匂いというのは、私も経験したことがないわね。
I've never found a soul that smelled like rotten flesh either. Well, that guy would.
それからすると、森安の事例は結構特殊だったのかもしれないわね。何より、意外と強かったし。
In that sense, Moriyasu might have been a special case. It would also explain why he was so strong.
うん、自分がやられたからそんなことを言うわけではないんだけど。
I'm not saying that just because I got beaten by him.Yeah, he was pretty insane in more ways than one.
部屋全体が胃袋みたいになっていたもんね。
He turned an entire room into his stomach. Speaking of which, I was confused when you said your fan was your weapon, but I see it works like a sword.
そう。しかも普通の日本刀と違って何でも切れるわ。
Yes, and unlike a katana, it can... Whoops.Yes, and unlike a katana, it can really cut anything, within dreams at least. Kirito gave me a proud smile. I'd have been killed if she hadn't saved my ass that last moment. We really did pull through only by the skin of our teeth.
無茶といえば、 Shinji くんこそもう平気なの?
Speaking of insane, are you sure you've recovered, Shinji?
あ、そういえば今朝言っていたわね。手足がどうとか。どういうこと?
Oh, right. You said you weren't feeling your limbs right this morning. What was that all about?
聞いたら驚くわよ。
You'll be quite shocked once you hear it. And Kirito really looked at me with wide eyes after the explanation.
そんなことしたの?最初に言ったじゃない。やりすぎは良くないと。
That's what you did? I'm pretty sure I told you it was not a good idea to go too far. Yeah, but I couldn't think of anything else at that time. I elongated my legs and arms like tent poles and hid above him. Moriyasu looked over every nook and cranny in the restaurant, but he did notice an inconspicuous single leg hiding in one of the darker corners. Kirito let out an exasperated breath but said nothing else.In exchange, she lightly touched my arm.
それで、平気なの?
Are you okay? Are you okay now? I think so. I'm finally starting to feel like my arms belong to me.
ならよかったけど。
That's good to hear.
でも、それだけではないし、あれには本当に驚いたわよ。
That's not even all. The other stunt he pulled startled me even more.
まだあるの? あれ?
Is there more?
右腕。
His right arm.
あ、そうだ。私が戻ってきたときに、これは Moriyasu にやられたせいよね。
Oh, right. It was missing by the time I got back. Did Moriyasu cleave it completely off? He didn't.
違うの?
Oh, whoops, sorry. He didn't?
Shinji くんが言って。私は口にするのも怖いわ。
You tell her, Shinji. I'm too scared to even put it in words.This time, I recounted the events to Kirito. Her eyes grew even wider.
驚いた。普通そこまではできないわよ。とても。
I don't know what to say. I can't even imagine anyone going that far. Her tone sounded like both exasperation and admiration. My right arm felt the weirdest of them, but doing crazy stuff with my limbs later in the dream world actually kind of balanced the sensation when I came back.It actually felt more comfortable and normal when every part of my body went out of whack instead of just some of them. So maybe I was just thinking that to make myself feel better.
初めての実践にしては、吹上くんは本当に強いと思ったの。
I only truly understood how strong you were during our first real battle.
それで、夢での戦いについては、物を言うのは腕力ではないわ。
It's not physical.
大事なのはここ。
It's not physical strength that dictates your power in the dream world, but rather... Kirito pointed at her chest. I remembered her grandfather mentioning something along those lines as well.
吹上くんは多分ものすごくハートの強い人なんでしょうね。
I think you have an extremely strong mind, Fukugami.
それは私も同感。天佑というか、たまたま仲間になれたことが、本当、天にでも感謝したいくらい。
I have to agree. We truly have to thank the goddesses of fate for finding such a reliable comrade. The two began praising me non-stop. I knew they were merely being honest, but I couldn't accept it. Because it's probably different from strength. Rather than courage, mine was more of a suicidal desperation. I changed after what happened to Madoka. It was as though I had died myself.Both my head and my mind. I could do anything, no matter how dangerous or crazy it was. I'm glad to have become comrades with you two.
どうしたの?急に。
Where'd that come from all of a sudden? It's probably because we fought together, but the whole team and comrade thing has finally started feeling real to me. I knew it'd get a bit embarrassing, but I nonetheless continued. It's not just our sense of duty that I didn't want to stop our operations.I genuinely wanted to be and remain comrades with you from now on. So I'll be looking forward to working with you from now on too.
よろしくね。
Me too, same here. Both of them extended their hands to me at the same time. Oh, really? Ouch, your nails. Ah, your nails. What are you doing?
そこに手があったから。
Your hand was there, so... Yeah. I looked down to realize I'd placed my hand on the table. Right, they wanted to put their hands on mine in a team-like fashion like they did on TV. Let's do our best. I gave them my hand. Said, yeah, definitely.
Konnichiwa.
Good afternoon. Hatsune joined us after the club's ended.
Konnichiwa. Oni-san da kedo, nakanaka no itsudai yo.
Hello, you should know that your brother is quite a find. Huh? Kirito, why is she still in her kimono? Kirito excitedly explained to her how brave and gallant I was. That made me kind of embarrassed while Hatsune had something of a mixed expression on her face. Kirito didn't intend it, but the contents of that story were probably quite worrisome to Hatsune.
これも一種の才能よね。スポーツみたいな分かりやすいものだったらよかったのかもしれないけど。ほら、春夏の野球みたいに。
It's a talent. I wish it was more apparent, like a talent for baseball or soccer. Like Kirito's grandfather said, we never achieve fame or glory, or even be noticed for that matter, no matter how hard we worked. Yet, I still chose to join Sakura no Mori Dreamers.
そうね。球児と違って誰も知らない。でも、私たちは知っている。
Yeah, no one knows about you, unlike baseball players. But we do, and there's no one who appreciates your talent more than us. Kirito paused and gave a meaningful smile.
だから、初音ちゃんも誇りに思っていいと思うわよ。お兄さんと。
As such, you should be... Okay. As such, you should be proud of your brother, Hatsune.
はい。
Oh, okay. Hatsune nodded with a smile. When we got to the restaurant, it was dead silent, like yesterday.
やってないの?
Is it closed?
どうなのかしらね。昨日もこうだったのよ。休みでもないようだけど。
I'm not sure. It was like this yesterday, too. There aren't any signs that say it's closed, though. In fact, there was a sign that they were open on the door, just like yesterday.
まあ、いいわ。とにかく入ってみましょう。
Well, whatever. Let's try going in. Are they literally going to go back into this man's restaurant after they already fought him in a battle to the death? Yep. Oh, why did you go back in there? Why did you go back in there? Of course it's going to be fucking weird. Dude, you just beat him in this massive battle where he turned into like a monster thing.And why? All of our brows wrinkled as soon as we stepped inside. The place reeked with an ungodly stench. Run! Go, just, no, you don't even have to run. You just close the door and you walk down the sidewalk and just say, all right, fuck that place. I, you know, whatever we did, we didn't do it right. Let's go, fuck that. Huh? Is this really a restaurant? Why are you still walking around in this fucking place? Like, damn. This is weird. Tono's body should have turned into a blue bodok and disappeared. Then what is causing this smell? We looked around the relatively small interior. There wasn't a single soul inside, neither guests nor staff, just like yesterday.So, are they actually gonna kill Moriyasu himself now? Like, not in the dream? It didn't stink this bad yesterday, but given its present condition, oops, I wasn't surprised that there was no one inside. Let's check the kitchen. No! Why are we checking the
kitchen?
You think there's something there?Kirito acted a bit creeped out, probably remembering what I told her about Tono's body earlier. Not really, but we've already confirmed there's no one here, so... I continued deeper into the building. Just then, a man in white appeared from the kitchen. Run! We tensed up. This was reality, not the dream world, so it was quite unlikely this would develop into a fight.Yeah. Moriyasu's gait was strange. He seemed to bounce on his feet. Was that because of our fight in the dream? He was walking towards us, but it looked like he was having some difficulty. His body seemed to keep trying to move vertically instead. More than half his energy was spent on bouncing up instead of advancing forward. and when he finally reached us instead of stopping, he spun around and staggered. Are you all right? My brain was still unable to process the sudden development. It's pretty obvious he wasn't all right. Wow, he's like, welcome! His voice sounded high, like that of a parrot. I took a few steps back and glanced at the three behind my back. Should we call an ambulance? Yeah. The weird development distracted me, but now I realize that the smell grew worse once Moriyasu showed up. He finally stopped turning around and faced us, though I suspected that it was more of a coincidence. His Adam's apple stuck out, and he was bouncing up and down, letting out weird sounds in the process. His arms hung limply at his sides, and his knees wobbled, barely able to keep himself up, but he nonetheless remained on his feet. I took out my phone, but instead of dialing 119, you know, because that's the emergency number in Japan, right away, I observed Moriyasu for a while. Brown stains covered his... Oh my god, did he shit himself? Brown stains covered his clothes. They looked too dirty to be sauce, and any normal person would have changed before it got that bad. All the blood seemed to have drained away from his skin, making him look like he was in the final stages of some sort of disease. And that stench, it wasn't mere sweat. It was more like rotting meat. I'm good, but not that good. At first, he was at least able to enunciate his words.
Nee, Shinji, are mite.
Shinji, look at that. Hmm? Monica pointed to a wet trail on the floor. Confused, I looked back at her, and with a sterner expression than I'd ever seen on her, she said, Moriyasu left that behind him just now. It didn't look like his clothes were wet, but indeed the area around his legs seemed to be the dirtiest of them all. The door suddenly opened and we turned around.
What the heck is that smell? It stinks.
Two men in suits entered the restaurant. They didn't look like typical customers. Who were they? They looked around the restaurant and then approached us.
Excuse us.
The two stood in front of Moriyasu, though he seemed to be too busy staring at the ceiling to notice them.
Have
you heard of showers, dude? Don't waste your breath. I assume you are Mr. Moriyasu? I think this should tell you who we are. The older man took out something that looked like a policeman's badge. I'm sorry for bothering you during business hours, but we'd appreciate it if you could have a word with us. Are you ill, sir? Are you even listening to us? The younger one was growing irritated. Calm down. Well, what do you say, sir? It's of course voluntary, but it'd make everything a lot easier for the both of us if you didn't force us to get a warrant. His words sound relatively polite, but his tone was firm. Moriyasu completely ignored it. He swayed slightly from one side to the other and let out weird grunting noises. Has he been like this for a while? We nodded. How about you look at us when we're talking to you? Idiot, don't touch him! The older detective-like person tried to stop his partner, but the younger's hand already grasped Moriyasu's collar. He only gently tugged him, but Moriyasu's head just fell off. Oh? The two tough-looking detectives screamed like little girls. I could see what else had happened because their backs were blocking my view. I couldn't see what else had happened because their backs were blocking my view.
Mega! Mega! Doroto!
His eyes melted. What the hell is going on? Oh! I stretched out my neck to get a peek at Moriyasu's face. I stepped back and addressed the three behind me. It's better if you don't look. Let's get out of here.
Ikimashou.
Okay, let's go.
Hi.
Roger. Yeah. Oh, I'm interested. I want to see what happens if we stay. If it gives me a bad end, we'll clear. What happened? The detective sounded like he was at the verge of tears. The younger, already on the ground on his buttocks, was crawling backwards from the corpse.
Shinji, どうするの?
Shinji, what are you doing? I've got to see it to the end. I don't think it's a good idea to watch. I feel the same, but I moved to the side of the officers and looked at Moriyasu. Ugh. There were two gaping holes in his face. They were where his eyes were supposed to be. Something akin to a string connected them to what looked like eyeballs dangling by his jaw. Something like mud oozed from his mouth. His body seemed to be completely rotten. That certainly explained the stench and why it smelled worse when he showed up. Foaming at his mouth, he continued making weird grunts and shrieks that didn't resemble human speech anymore. Just for how long was this going to continue? When it finally ended...
No!
Moriyasu's entire body fell apart. He didn't collapse like a normal person. The joints and tissue that made up his body came apart all at the same time, turning him into a literal pile of flesh. A brown puddle seeped from under the younger detective's pants. Meanwhile, Moriyasu's body was leaking some sort of new liquid that was now getting close to our feet. I couldn't believe he was walking and talking just moments ago. That's what happened to those devoured by Bodoks from inside.
Oh, Kimi!
Where are you going? Huh?
Yeah, sorry. I was confused.
I'm sorry, I was a bit taken aback by this. I don't have any business with you, kid. I had no idea how they were going to report this to their chief.
Fukigami-kun, how was it?
Fukigami, how'd it go? The three waited for me with tense looks on their faces. Yeah, Moriyasu died, I think.
So...
I see. Though it may have been more accurate to say he was already dead. This was just my speculation, but I guess his body had already started decomposing a long time ago. The maggots in the restaurant weren't eating Tono's remains. They were attracted to him. Quite ironic when you thought about it. Let's go back. I'll walk you to the bus stop. You think we did the right thing? Moriyasu couldn't have been punished by our laws. That's why we had to act. We can't do anything... Excuse me. We can't do anything in reality, but... One has to pay for their sins. At least that's what I believe. Yeah. The problem is, who has the right to hand out that kind of punishment? It sounded like this wasn't the first time they discussed this, but I didn't ask. I was too tired to even open my mouth. I'll be going home from here.
Sayonara.
Goodbye.
じゃあね。
See you tomorrow.
Sayonara.
Goodbye.
大丈夫、兄さん。さっきから顔が真っ青。
Are you okay, Shinji? You look pale since you left that restaurant. I gave her a small nod.
もう止めることはしないけど、でも本当、無理だけはしないでね。
I won't try to stop you again, but please promise you won't push yourself too far. Okay, and thanks. A couple of days passed. After the events in the restaurant, I made it my job to check all local newspapers every morning. I made sure to listen extra carefully to TV news as well, but nothing reported an unexplained death of a chef of an Italian restaurant. The police probably covered it up. They couldn't possibly report that a dead body was moving around. Forza Sakura Nomori ended up closing, and before long the building had a sign in front saying it was available for lease. Though I never actually went there, it used to be a fairly well-received restaurant. Sakura Nomori was down one talented chef. Tono's seat remained empty. Her parents were still probably waiting for her to come home. Her ghost never appeared in front of me after that day either. Hopefully her spirit had moved on. Not that I knew much about these things, even though I had a ghost for a girlfriend. She'd probably tell me if I asked, but that wasn't a particularly comfortable topic for me. It wasn't like she'd be able to stay with me forever. That much I understood, but...
帰らないの?
You're not going back? I remained in my seat after homeroom. I am.
あれ? Kureha ちゃんはあんなところにいる?
What is Kureha doing over there? Where?
屋上。
The roof. Kirito stood in front of the fence, looking in the distance. She looked kind of depressed.
行ってみたら?
Why don't you go check on her? Yeah, I'll do that.Opening the door made her turn around. A hint of surprise appeared on her face as she spotted me.
よくわかったわね。
How'd you find me? I just noticed you here accidentally. She gave me a light nod and turned to the cityscape again. I thought it might have just been my imagination from the distance, but there most certainly was a melancholic air about her. You look upset. I wasn't sure if that was supposed to be an answer or just an interjection.Didn't we just solve the incident?
そうね。
That's why. Huh?
私、事件が解決すると決まってこういう気分になる。
I always feel like this after everything ends.
徒労感というのか、虚しさというのか。
It's like exhaustion, or maybe a feeling of futility. What do you mean? She turned to me and leaned against the fence slightly.
前にも言ったと思うけど、桜の森ドリーマーズが対象とする被害者はもう亡くなっているのよ。それが一つ。
I said this before, but Sakura Nomori Dreamers by definition only deal with victims that have already passed away.
でも、それだけなら世間にもある話よね。じっちゃんも現役の頃は殺しを扱う捜査一課に所属していたそうだし。
Still, that's nothing that unusual.Grandpa used to work as a homicide investigator, which I suppose is kind of similar in that regard.
でも世間の場合、遺族に感謝されるということはあるわ。
But he could at least report his results to the families of the deceased and get some closure or recognition.
でも、私たちにはそれがない。
We don't have that.
別に人から感謝されたいってわけじゃないの。そうではなくて。
It's not like I want people to be grateful, it's just... I understand the families of the deceased don't know anything in our case. They're completely out of the loop.
そう、そういうこと。殺されたという事実さえ知ることがない。
Exactly. We can't even tell them their loved ones were murdered.
だったら一体何のためにこんなことをしているのか。なんて…つい答えも出ないことを考えてしまって。
But then, why are we doing this? I always come up thinking about it and find myself unable to come up with a clear answer. I was having the exact same thoughts myself.
そっか。
I see. Kirito gave me a faint smile. There probably was no answer to begin with, at least I couldn't find one no matter how much I thought about it, and Kirito doubtless spent way more time on it, but I still couldn't find it. I'll be going. Kirito nodded.
Shinji! Shinji!
I quickly turned around in response to Monica's flustered voice. Ah! I rushed right back to Kirito and pressed against the fence. What are you doing? It's Tono! Kirito quickly turned around. Is she over there right now? Yeah. I clutched the fence. Tono. I never spoke to her when she was alive. Yet, I shouted her name out loud like a long-lost lover. I think I can tell, too. I feel something, though I still can't see her. There's something warm in the air. She's smiling. I'd only ever seen her look gloomy and in pain. Never anything else. But now she's smiling. I see. Tono was trying to tell us something. It was impossible to communicate with other ghosts, at least from my experience. But it seemed like there were exceptions. If a ghost had a strong inclination to talk to you, their words could reach you. Tono!
Arigato.
Thank you.
Itte shimatta no.
Is she gone? Yeah, she was smiling to the very end. I see. She said, thanks.
Kotae. Mitsukatta mitai ne.
It seems like we found our answer. Yeah. Kirito looked in the distance again, but this time her expression was a little clearer.
Kimi to nakama ni narete. Hontou ni yokatta.
I keep saying this, but I'm really glad it was you who joined us. Anyway, I'll be going for real now.
Matte.
Okay, wait.
Yappari atashi mo kaeru wa. Basuten made tsukiyatte kurenai?
I think I'll go too. Can you accompany me to the bus stop? She gave me a somewhat bashful smile. Hey. Hey. Hey, do you hear me? What? Aren't you going to leave? I think you should. I'd do it if I were you. Why aren't you going? Why do you just sit there? Are you scared? Really? If you keep sitting there... What? Something even scarier might happen. Are you hungry? Do we even have food? Have you checked the fridge? Or the shelves? The table? There's nothing. Oh, so that's why you can't move. There's lots of leftover scraps, though. What? The ones that this stench is coming from. They stink? You can't tell? No. I see. Your nose. Hey. Listen to me. What is it? Let's go already. You're not going? Or can't you stand? Yeah, I might not be able to stand. Ah, your legs.
それでも行かないと。
But we've got to go.
行くんだよ。
Hurry.
そうじゃないと。
If you don't,
あいつが。
See.
あいつが。
Will.
ほら、もう足音が聞こえてきた。
See, I can already hear footsteps. Footsteps?
聞こえないの?
You can't hear them? No. Ah, your ears. Ears?
僕のこと見える?
Can you see me? I can.
僕の声は聞こえる?
Can you hear me? I can.
そうだよね。
Yeah. She's here.
ダメだよ。
Ah, no, no.
静かにしないと。
You've got to be silent.
静かにするんだ。
You've got to be quiet.
じゃないと。
This is what happens when you're not. Ah. Chapter 2 Bodox. And there we go, folks. We finished the first arc. First chapter, I guess you could say. It felt like an arc. It didn't feel like a chapter. It felt like a whole damn anime arc. And Moriyasu just fell apart, which is fucking weird. Now we got this crazy nurse bitch. It might be interesting. We'll see what happens.Like a doctor or something. I'm gonna try to cut people up. Anyway, we'll find out more about that later because this is gonna be a really interesting part of it, I hope. It's getting creepy. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this one and I'll see you back here with, I don't know, was it part 10? This is a 34-hour novel, by the way. I checked it on VNDB, so it will take a little while to read.Any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I am out. Later.